Welcome back in, 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show. It's Abe Gordon filling in for Andy Bunker here alongside Randy McMichael. And we've got a lot of NFL coming your way in just a moment. Randy, it's a weird time of year for me, just the temperature-wise, because it's not as hot as it had been, although today it's creeping back into the mid-80s.
Beautiful.
I was walking the other day with my mom, and like 76 degrees outside felt like it was 88.
It was beautiful. It was a beautiful weekend, man. It was nice. It was, like I said, it wasn't too hot for me, but like I went outside like all those other people were.
It's in the sun is that the issue. If you're under shade and it's 76, yeah. Great.
And I'm always going to find me some shade. Shade and umbrella is the key to having me outside longer than, or kids' activities, obviously. But it's nice. And then, you know, as far as it's going to be in the mid-70s this week, then go back to the 80s this weekend. Give me 80s as long as possible. I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Now it's not good. It's not good for Nico. Nico likes to be outside in the morning now, Mo.
Right.
Mostly because it's cooler out there, yeah. And everything. And then when we get home and from school and work and everything, go let him out. He goes out, does his business. Like, hey, dog, I'm not standing out here in this thing. But it's wonderful in the morning.
Have you thought? It's obviously young but like, are you going to try at some point to take Nico? And for those who maybe aren't understanding, Nico is your puppy, your dog. Are you going to try and take him somewhere where there's snow at some point?
Well, I mean, we always go to Colorado in December. We're going to Vail this December. But I'm not paying for Nico to fly. Hell no. I mean,
well, you could probably find it in like,
and you know how my wife is, how Donna is. We'll take a random weekend trip to Gatlinburg or something.
Right.
And then I'll take him if it comes snow or something. But yeah, I mean, I ain't paying for no damn dog to fly. I mean, we had our dog in California. I wasn't paying to fly that dog out here. I mean, I wanted to pay to fly, but we had to have a guy drive our dog from San Diego all the way to here.
Nico came from
No. Oh. Nico's the new puppy.
The puppy
we had when we were first together, and we had to have the dog driven from San Diego all the way to Georgia.
I don't like the stories of dogs on flights. So
me neither.
If I can get Chipper, I mean, she's older now, so at this point we probably won't fly. But if I could get her in the cabin, like, fine. Nico, by the time you're taking that trip, is going to be too big.
Yes.
He ain't fitting under the seat back.
He's already big as hell now. But by the time December comes, he's going to be big as a damn horse.
Does he need to be put in place yet?
What?
Does he need to be put in his place yet?
Oh, no. No, you know what?
Because I'll bring Chipper by.
Don't bring Chipper over there, man. Chipper needs to stay away from my dude, man. She a cougar messing around with my puppy.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
She's a great mama wolf.
She's too old for my dog, man.
She likes playing. She loves mountain dogs,
He's a handsome gentleman. But no, he's good, man. He's still a puppy. He's still trying. Like, he does this little stubborn thing where I say, come here, and he looks at me like I'm damn crazy. So then I'll step towards him, and then he'll get up and come to me. But yeah, he's trying my patience. He's a good boy. He's a good boy.
What are the training? Are y'all doing training right now? What's that like?
Man,
you don't train the dog?
Yeah, we train the dog. Sit, come here, lay down, stop, no. But I ain't going to pay nobody to do what I can do.
Leash training?
Yes.
Teaching him how to walk?
He knows how to walk on a leash.
All right.
Yeah,
good.
I don't pay nobody.
I started when Chipper was
great,
young.
Yeah. He's a puppy, so he learns it quick and everything. But yeah, he's a good boy. He likes to be around people and everything like that. But just, you know, I don't like taking him out a lot because it's hot. And so I like to keep him in the house, keep the fan.
He's still young.
He's the only dog that has a fan that blows on him 24 hours a day.
Why? It don't even reach your skin with all that fur.
The fan is right there in front of his crate, and it just blows constantly.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. A lot of fun action. A lot of questions remain from the NFL this weekend. So let's go ahead and get into it with an NFL no huddle.
We're going no huddle.
With the Midday Show No Huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go! Set!
NFL No Huddle brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We started on Sunday morning out in London, the New York Jets and the Minnesota Vikings. Looked like the Vikings were going to run away with this one, but Aaron Rodgers and company kind of fought back a little bit in this one, but you've got the Vikings and the Chiefs could join them tonight, leading in the way right now, undefeated on the season. Sam Darnold playing his mind out. I guess he's maybe in discussion for MVP, but the real MVP of the Vikings is that defense. Ooh. They got to lead the world in interceptions. They had another couple of them. against Rodgers. Just really impressive stuff from the Vikings.
Well, I thought the defensive, well, they were great again. I know the pick six, what a freaking call. That Aaron didn't even see the linebacker right there dropping out under that slant that Aaron likes to throw as far as his hot route and everything, and it was picked. Aaron's not playing well. They're not playing well offensively. They need some more dudes because we all know Aaron Rodgers does not want to tinker with the offense. This is what he wants to run. He has a coordinator who, for some reason, they don't want to give Breece Hall the damn football, which I highly don't understand. But I thought Sam played pretty good. Now, that shot he took in the ribs in the first quarter, boy.
I thought that might be it.
I thought that was – I back thought he in. Was out, brother.
People got excited about Nick Mullins coming on the field for a quick second.
You get hit like that as a quarterback where all that's exposed when you're throwing the football. So, yeah, he was down. Saw Aaron get rolled up a little bit. But
it's an ankle sprain, low ankle.
Of course, he's going to tell you. But right now, they've got a lot of issues. That offensive line's not playing the way they're supposed to be playing, which we kind of thought was old as they brought them old dudes in from other people's teams. But, if Alan Lazard is your leading receiver and you got Garrett Wilson on there, something wrong.
Yeah, and Aaron Rodgers kind of admitted as much. There was hope that maybe he'd come in and play at an MVP level, but that's not the case.
See, that was below my standard. I just found out I've never thrown two picks in the first quarter before. So that's a first. One of us cost, obviously, 7, and the other, could have cost 3. So in a game where you lose by 6, plays like that are exponentially highlighted. So 3 turnovers for me is definitely out of character, and I'm disappointed.
Yeah, he doesn't throw a lot of interceptions. That's one thing that Aaron's always been one of the best to ever do it is his touchdown interception ratio. But the pick six, they just got him. They were on him. Linebacker just drops right back into where the hot route is. And then, he's got to play better, but he got to come up play off his stance of wanting to do everything his damn way.
He and Coach Salah do not mesh.
No, they do not. You can tell me all we're good for.
Is he gone after this year?
If they don't make the playoffs, everybody's gone. Joe Douglas, Salah. Hell, Aaron Rodgers might be gone.
I know.
If I'm Devontae Adams, why am I trying to go there?
Right.
So
they make the playoffs and you don't fire Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I think everybody's fired.
Carolina Panthers, Chicago Bears. The Bears win this one 36-10. I don't know how much you're paying attention to Caleb Williams right now. I haven't necessarily paid a ton of attention, but I did see this stat earlier about his performance yesterday, but also last week as well. His performance against the Blitz has been about as good as anyone's in football over the last 2 weeks.
He's learning and developing. He's learning on the job. I thought yesterday a couple of throws, especially the one to DJ Moore.
Yeah.
Just an absolute dime. DJ went and got the football, but he's getting better and better every single game. It helps that when you play the Carolina Panthers, who freaking stink.
Bryce Young got back on the field yesterday. Nice. How about too? That?
Saw the nice throw that he had and everything. I don't know what's the status going to be this weekend as the Falcons are going to
play. I think
play
it was him. Just blowout, right?
But that's it was blocked, but sometimes sometimes they might look at it as a breather, as a break, and put him back in there.
Does what happened last year impact that at all? Like Bryce Young's success against the Falcons last year?
They stink. No.
I think
that would be one of the things where, he sat down enough. Maybe he's learned. Let's put him back in there and see what we can do.
Again, what's the end goal here? You're not winning games with Andy Dalton.
No, you're not. Exactly.
You still work Bryce Young back in. You might as well
put him in there.
Ravens and Bengals. Ravens win this one 41-38 in overtime. A lot of people coming into this game felt the Ravens were the class of the NFL. I'm not saying they're not.
I just don't understand it now. I understand. No, they're one of the best teams.
Agree. Yeah, absolutely.
They are. Don't get me wrong. But then it's like it went from the week. It went from there in trouble to, they're the best team in football.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, that
could be. Because they had the 2-2 start. Yeah, they just lost some weird games.
Yeah, but I think they're very good. I thought Lamar was spectacular yesterday.
Yeah.
I thought Joe Burrow was spectacular until he wasn't with that interception right there. But going back to coaching, and we're going to talk about the Houston and Buffalo game. Why not run the football? Lamar gave you the ball. Ball hits off Lamar. Lamar fumbles it. Fall on the football, but I know in the first quarter or the first half when he made the play that, only Lamar can make, throw it off a damn defensive tackle. And I just said earlier in the show about Cam Ward, do not throw the ball back across your body over the middle of the field. He does it in the end zone. Spectacular play by him. Joe Burrow was in his bag. Jamar Chase, if I was Jamar Chase, I wouldn't play no more this year. You see what I did yesterday, Mr. Brown? Let me get that money. Can we go back to the table right now?
And the layoff the kicker, man, that was on the holder.
That's on the holder.
That's on the holder. We all saw the replay. Look,
laces out.
The snap was there. He fumbled the snap. He kind of maybe barely got it down, but it was still twisted a little bit.
Yes,
on McPherson.
He's got to do that and everything. But I thought Zach Taylor didn't give him a chance. You get the ball in plush territory. Run the football. Let Joe Burrow throw the ball at least once.
Yeah.
He's cooking. And then they miss the field goal.
And then Derrick Henry is the best player.
High formation, toss it to him.
Doesn't slow
down.
There
it is right there. And then they win the game. But I thought, what a great shootout by them. I know some people say the game of the year. I still think the Falcons game on Thursday was the game of the year. But this wasn't too far behind.
You want the inverse of that. Miami Dolphins at the New England Patriots. Dolphins win
15-10. They found a way, baby.
Jalen Polk pulled that thing in week one.
They found a way.
The Ravens did or whatever. Where Jalen Polk had a touchdown, back heel, touches the end line on his second foot.
He's out.
Good for the Dolphins, I guess.
Hey, man, they got to find some wins, man.
In general. Like, I think it's become pretty clear that Tua is a lot better than we had given him credit for previously.
No doubt about it.
There is no Snoop Huntley could come in and do this. There is no... who was it? Skylar Thompson can come in and do. No, it was Tua. Yeah. I think it's okay to admit that now. Yeah.
They got to figure out something, though. They got to figure out something. He is definitely, and I said this when the injury went out, he's going to play again this year. He's going to be cleared. He's going to be all these different things. But now it's like you can't get too far behind while he's still not out there. So anytime you can get a win, it's ugly.
Yeah, they needed it. They needed it.
They had to win a football game.
That's its own discussion. We're going to have some of that tomorrow when we look at kind of where teams are by their standings and what it means. But that's tomorrow. Coming up next, though, I want to continue talking about the NFL. We'll do a part two of the NFL No Huddle. I tweeted this out yesterday, and we'll talk about it in our next segment. The only thing worse than making a big mistake is refusing to admit that big mistake. There's one NFL team that is in the midst of that. Right now, I'll tell you who we're talking about and go through the rest of the results in the NFL on the other side. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back here on the Midday Show, Abe Gordon filling in for Andy Bunker alongside Randy McMichael. And again, Andy is going to be out tomorrow as well. He's doing some volunteer work up in the Carolinas, getting a little bit help of Hurricane Helene assistance there. And if you want to help as well, you can team up with all of us here at 92.9 The Game with Support Now, the Helene Assist to help for those impacted by the hurricane. You can join us in supporting the Haywood Schools Foundation by donating today. Head over to 929thegame.com and give what you can. I think it's a semi-realistic goal of $10,000. Hopefully, I know we're approaching halfway. Might be over by now, so doing a great job. We certainly thank all of our listeners, everyone here at Odyssey Atlanta that's helping out. And, of course, Bunk a little bit more hands-on with some more personal and close ties up in that area.
No doubt about it, man. His wife was born and raised up there, and obviously that's where they are, him and his wife and his babies. They're up there helping out in any way they can, volunteering, taking stuff that people had donated to them to take up there to these people that need all the help they can. And from the pictures that
there's
his
some
wife,
Tetris going on.
Yeah,
it's nice little Tetris job. I saw the element.
It seems that all the help that that people are giving from the kindness of their heart is very well is very well thought of.
So we
appreciate you.
Hopefully, maybe this will provide people an opportunity to take this next one that's coming a little bit more serious. Hurricane Milton looks like it's headed into another storm surge.
Yeah,
it's going to be in Florida mostly.
Right.
But it looks like Tampa's certainly directly in the line. I'm already worried, and I'll tell you why. Well, you lived in Miami. You know.
I know all about them hurricanes.
People in Tampa never take it serious.
I saw where I'm guessing the Bucs are playing in New Orleans. I saw they're leaving tomorrow.
That's right. They're leaving early.
Yeah, they're leaving tomorrow to go down there and get set up and everything. But,
And I saw the Tampa airport already announced they're going to close.
I've been through four, five, six of them damn things. All of them I took damn serious because you don't know what the hell's going on.
Too many of my friends in Tampa did not take it serious and still do not take it serious.
No.
And
you take that serious.
It, especially where I lived, I was close enough to the bay where a storm surge would be impactful. They're saying already this one could be 12 or more feet. Mm-hmm. People in Tampa throw hurricane parties, man.
I mean, I've been, like, I've been to a hurricane party. But I know I've seen people do them. And I'm just like, what the hell is wrong with y'all? Your damn girl going to be flying into your damn house.
I was young and wanted to drink, so we had a hurricane party. But obviously after the impact of Hurricane Helene, maybe people will take it a little bit more seriously. Back into the NFL here. Cleveland Browns and Washington Commanders. 34-13 for the Commanders. And Jaden Daniels is just...
awesome.
It's not that we didn't think he could be good. I think we thought he could be good. I think we think that Caleb Williams could, but the quickness in which he's not only grasped the offense and the speed of the NFL, but like put some light. Like it's been a long time since that team has had light.
Yes.
That fan base has had light.
Yes.
And it's not single-handedly from him, but there is a feeling in D.C. now that they are set up for a number of years of fun football. I mean, it's just been without that for so long.
When was the last time they had a spark like this? Remember RG3's first year?
It was Kirk.
Remember RG3's first year? I'm just talking about the spark.
All right. Yesterday.
Yes, that was.
Yesterday,
yes,
that, in RG3's rookie season, I was at the game.
Right.
It was because the Falcons were up in D.C. Now's the game. Remember, they clocked him on the sideline late. And everyone's like, is he going to slide ever? Like, his, and obviously, you know.
No, he did not.
But I was at the game yesterday, however many years ago it was, in which he had to leave.
But, I mean, he's been – I mean, think about all the college football he's played. He's played a lot of ball. They're playing well. Kingsbury is calling a great game like that. And Dan
– DQ's got him.
Dan has him. He has him believing in everything. But the other side of the ball, Cleveland, he can't play.
So let's talk about it.
He can't. He can't play, and now they're in a situation where Stefanski. I mean, I think Kevin Stefanski is a hell of a football coach, but he can't. When Deshaun Watson is not in the game, how much better are they? You watched last year, Joe Flacco, who yesterday the old Joe Flacco, them old young legs.
The chemistry with Amari Cooper was a lot better with Flacco.
They were better, and so now you're in a situation where I thought I was like, because last week he played okay. So you thought it might be able to bounce back from it, but they're just awful. And it's trickling down the whole damn roster. Even the defense isn't playing like they're supposed to be playing right now. So they got their head coach comes out and says they're willing to change the quarterback. So
yeah, let's hear what he said.
Yeah, we're not changing quarterbacks. We need to play better.
You think about
They got Nick Chubb coming back, maybe?
And that can help and everything like that. But as a player on the team, we know. Nobody knows more than the players know as far as, like, damn, this dude is struggling. I don't know what Kevin Stefanski said to him when he came off the field, but it wasn't nice. It wasn't nice at all. But
and just for the record, he did not quit on the team yesterday.
No,
it was 12 men in the huddle, and it was going to be penalized. You know how much misinformation Twitter's spreading around. That's just one other example of it.
No, he did not.
Speaking of Joe Flacco, Colts at Jaguars. Jaguars win this one 37-34 on Trevor Lawrence's birthday. But Joe Flacco.
Dude, that scramble. It was so funny watching Joe run with that football. Joe was moving. And he's just one of those guys where he just, you know, I saw that, you know, when he comes in, he's an older quarterback. He knows things, able to stabilize it. But I thought Trevor Lawrence played really good yesterday. They made the big play down the field, threw it to one to Kirk, the one to the young boy. But I thought Tank Bigsby was the story. Tank Bigsby ran the hell out that football yesterday. And I'm talking about angry touchdown runs. And I didn't realize until I saw the scoreboard. I was like, damn, Jacksonville ain't won a damn game yet.
Yeah.
I was like, until yesterday. And they needed that one in the worst way. But going back to what we just said about Deshaun Watson, like, the Colts offense looks better without the young boy.
I mentioned this
and,
to
and
you.
They said that he was, like, questionable to start. Like, when he has a full week of practice, he doesn't play well. What the hell are you going to give this Anthony Richardson a day or game-time decision?
I mentioned you as you were walking out of the studio in our last break. Joe Flacco has the highest quarterback rating in the NFL right now. You want to know who has the lowest?
Deshaun Watson.
Anthony Richardson.
One, no, two, yeah. I bet Deshaun ain't too far behind.
Yeah, no, probably not.
Yeah.
Bills at Texans. Texans win 23-20. C.J. Stroud, maybe early season MVP along with a couple of other guys. The questioning here, though, is what were the Bills doing at the end of this game in regulation?
I have no clue. I mean, first of all, Like, you can't play no worse than Josh Allen played, and yet they still,
and be in the game still
had an opportunity to be in this game, and you're on your one-yard line, and you come out with three straight passes. Now, I know, and I think Houston had all three at a timeout, so make them use them. Do something, but you go three straight throws, and then you punt the ball, and then you give them the damn field goal, basically.
Yeah. Yeah, he's right there.
Yeah, you basically give them the field goal.
You punt it to in field goal range with timeouts.
And then they just – and C.J. Stroud, I mean, he was good until he wasn't. I think he's a really good cerebral player. That damn interception that he threw late in the game was just bad.
Yeah.
That was bad on him. Nico Collins went down. So how long is that going to be? He says a hammy, so day-to-day, so we know how hammies are with receivers. But, I mean, Buffalo can't play no worse. Josh Allen can't play no worse than he did, and they still – had an opportunity to win the game.
Raiders at Broncos. Broncos win this one 34-18. We have a quarterback change potentially in Las Vegas.
You got to bring Gardner Minshew off the bench. All right, you don't start
every game?
No.
Is he an opener like in baseball? Yeah, Aiden O'Connell do the first drive?
This is when he usually plays well. When somebody gets the starting quarterback is hurt or something goes wrong, then he comes in and gives a spark. You cannot look at him as your starting quarterback. That's why he has been one. And then you go to Oakland. I mean, or Vegas, it doesn't work out. They're still dealing with all that Devontae Adams stuff.
He might be healthy next week.
I saw that.
He also might be in another city next week.
Yeah, I thought, you know, a little Pat Surtain, pick six, 100 yards. They had two picks yesterday. They won them for a 100-yard touchdown yesterday. But, yeah, the Raiders is going to be there. Whatever. Ain't nobody really feeling or buying what the damn Raiders are talking about.
Yeah, we'll see if there's a quarterback change. I know the coach there said he's unsure, but that's neither here nor there. The other thing that was of interest was a quarterback coach discussion, if you want to call that. Bo Nix and Sean Payton got into it on the sidelines. Sean Payton addressed what happened after the game.
You characterized the conversation you had with Bo after the miss fired in the end zone to Franklin. And I've seen you have these conversations.
It's part of the deal. Listen, last year, all of a sudden, it's just, there's still a little bit of Ferris Bueller in this player that we got to get rid of. All right. Talking about Bo, and I love him to death. And so sometimes it's my love language.
What does that mean? There's a Ferris Bueller in him?
I have no clue.
I'm a big fan of that movie.
I love the movie.
Does that mean he's young and dumb and takes chance? Like, I don't know what he means by that.
That could be it. I don't know. I don't know. I've never.
Does it mean he's faking being sick?
I've never heard anybody use that as a.
I don't know what that means.
For a quarterback. I don't know what it means. I know one thing. Bo did Russell Wilson it, and that's ain't nothing back. You know, Bo opened his mouth like, hey, man, this is what happened, or so whatever was going on. But, yeah, I mean, that's just what Sean Payton does. Again, he said he loves the kid. But, yeah, Bo wasn't going to sit back and just stand there and let Sean just talk to him crazy.
Cardinals at 49ers. Whoa. Cards win 24-23. Brock Purdy is losing money by the day.
What an absolute joke. They lose a damn double digit. Now, they're all banged up, but they were all out there. They all out there.
Yeah.
They were all out there.
Kittle made some plays.
But they're all out there. For them to lose that game, and Kyler Murray, like, is there a dude who gets faster, 0-60? Maybe Tyreek than this dude. That little dude be scooting with them little bit ass
legs. I think he had. He set a new speed record for quarterbacks on a scramble or something yesterday, but then Brian Thomas ran at 22 miles an hour.
He was flying yesterday, too. He was flying yesterday.
He got through that. Green Bay Packers at the Los Angeles Rams. Packers win 24-19, but not before Jordan Love pulled out his best Will Levis impression.
The hell was that?
I tweeted this out yesterday. I so wish that had actually been Levis.
The hell was that? I mean, that's Jordan Love is as talented as any quarterback. But I mean,
if you miss the play, he gets bumped rolling to his right in the end zone and kind of just floats it out there before he falls for a safety.
He does.
Six, 4 yard return.
He does stuff like that, man.
Yeah.
That was a horrible play by him. But fortunately for them, they were able to beat the Rams.
Rams are so banged up.
They just banged up. Yeah. I know they're talking about getting Cooper Kupp back. Not this week. I think we got to buy or the next week. But they got to get some dudes back, man, because they are struggling. They are struggling to put together something.
Giants at Seahawks. I actually thought the Seahawks were going to win this game. It felt like they were in control. Giants came back, won it 29-20.
What a great play on the field goal block. Dude jumps over the damn line and then blocks the kick. Great play. I thought it was some more questionable stuff by another head coach, Mike McDaniels, in that game. They just – and it's first-time head coach and everything. I thought Geno was going to be able to try to lead them back in that game. But give all them credit, man. Jackson.
Yeah. Daniel Jones, if he plays mistake-free, they're okay.
He played all right. That's the thing about it. He played all right.
If he just is mistake-free. Late night, Cowboys and Steelers. Again, I pride myself on watching most of these games. I didn't watch this one. Cowboys win 2017. That lengthy weather delay put me out for this one.
Yeah. It was I tried. I tried my best. I was already going through it before the game started. I tried. And for Dallas, I mean, Dak was freaking
two touchdowns, two interceptions,
he was freaking awful. Dak was awful. I don't know what CeeDee Lamb said, but if you're a lip reader, you know what he said.
No.
He went at him. And Justin Fields, he was okay. But, I mean, Dallas, they drove down, won the game at the end of the game. And now people, it goes back to if Russ is healthy, is he the starter? I don't know. I don't think Justin Fields has done anything wrong to not be the quarterback. But, I mean, eight touchdowns in five games. I mean, one passing touchdown to a receiver.
The deep ball's not there. They don't run them enough.
George Pickens didn't do enough.
That's the Arthur Smith problem.
Outside of the yank and flip over of the defender, that's all George did yesterday.
Arthur Smith is keeping Justin Fields held back in this offense because he doesn't want him to run.
Because you don't know if Russ is
ready. He needs to run, though. He needs to run.
I agree with that. And then that roughing the passer was some crap right
there. Monday Night Football wraps up the NFL weekend tonight. Saints at the Chiefs. We'll see if throughout all the injuries the Chiefs can remain undefeated.
If this game was in New Orleans, I'd probably take the Saints. It was in New Orleans.
There's a lot of guys hurt, man. That's all. We'll keep an eye on that. We'll talk to you about that game tomorrow, how it impacts the NFC South, all that good stuff. Coming up next, we're going to hit a back page with Eric Slaughter, who is filling in for Bo today. I'll tell you where Bo is, and I've also got a little personal issue I need to figure out with Randy on the other side. It's Abe Gordon filling in for Andy Bunker on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back into the Midday Show. Abe Gordon here filling in for Andy Bunker alongside my man Randy McMichael, breaking down what went down over the weekend. We're going to get back into some college football in the 1 o'clock hour.
I'm out of here with that crap.
What?
This dude, Romeo Doubs. Okay. He's not getting the ball. Cool.
Yeah.
Everybody, if you've ever caught a ball, you think you should get every one of them. But then you don't come to practice? No.
Skip team meetings?
If you get suspended for no, come on, man. That's some salt.
Were you surprised they went with like a game suspension penalty as opposed to a fine?
That's what I'm saying. If they say you ain't playing this game, dude, and you're talking about you not sure. Come on, man. Come on. It's still your job. I understand you want your numbers, ball, all that crap. We all did. But you just don't not come to work.
I saw a lot of people thinking he's on the trade block now.
Yeah, you just don't not come to work. What the hell wrong with you?
You know who didn't come to work today?
Who that?
Bo Johnson. Because my man is out there. He's also doing some good. He's taking part in a charity golf event. And I was texting with him. He said he drilled a 20-foot putt.
Okay.
Good for him. He says through the first five holes, they used like three of his shots.
There we go.
Which is like what I would do as well. Like, I need to be in the scramble format where like, don't rely on me, but, like, I might surprise you every once in a while.
Scramble, I'm always good for the mid. I'm a good middy. And
okay.
So I'm usually good for that
right
there.
Right. Well, you'll never use my drive because everyone I'll play with will outdrive me. Yeah. Although, I will say this, Randy. I hit the net a couple times at Topgolf the other day, and I felt good about it.
Abe.
I felt good.
Abe.
I can't feel good.
Abe, you're hitting a golf ball from an elevated platform. Okay? If you strike it right, it's going to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't often hit it right, though.
Relax.
So I felt good.
Relax, man.
Don't bring me down.
Y'all were getting those competitive juices flowing, man.
I was feeling good on the weekend, smiling like you said. Now you're bringing me down.
You should always smile on the weekend.
You know I can't do that.
It's the weekend. Now, you're telling me something about this, what is this, powder bluish?
Yeah. I picked a shirt out. You know, the drawer today.
It looks like you picked it out the damn back of the drawer.
So
like,
here's the problem.
No steamer in that dog?
That's what I want to talk about.
How do you not have a steamer?
That's what I want to talk about. Because I fold my clothes. I put it in the drawer. I didn't realize when I put this one on how wrinkled it looked.
It looks bad, eh? It looks bad that you a grown-ass man and you came out the house like that. I know look what I have on. We work in radio, so you ain't got to get dressed up. But damn, dog.
I didn't realize it was going to be this wrinkly.
That's the first thing I saw when I came in.
Yeah, it's a problem.
Yes.
And it wasn't enough of a problem that I was going to go back in the house and change and, like, re-deal with getting the dog situated I had left.
That's a problem, dog. it's a problem.
So this is like a dry fit, poly blend, whatever. I didn't think it was going to hold wrinkles. Hey, so I took it out and just threw it on.
You need to run that thing over with your car, man, because that is bad. That's bad.
My car's got some issues, too, after hitting a brake on the highway.
I know your mama listening. She would not let you. She'd be embarrassed that her son came out the house looking like that.
It's not a bad shirt if it's straight, but right now. So that was the self-conscious thing, is I didn't realize there were wrinkles. It looks bad. It doesn't look good.
That's all right, man. You know, you're a single bachelor. You know, sometimes you ain't got time to iron out.
I don't think I even own an iron. I have the steamer.
I have a steamer. We have the steamer iron thing. We have the steamer.
Right, yeah, yeah.
The steamer iron thing.
It does the thing, yeah.
Yeah, it gets the job done.
Well, now I got to feel like a kid and choose my clothes.
You need to go put that in the damn dryer.
Well, I'm going to wear this for soccer tonight to begin with.
All right. Well,
playing goalie.
Abe's got to tell you about more of his sports escapades.
I'm not going to wear it for the run.
Are we done?
Do you want to talk about the run?
No. Just let me know when we get to the back page. All right.
I got one more thing for you here. Okay. I just want to get your thoughts. Okay. We talked about it a little bit. We'll talk about it some more tomorrow, just very briefly. The Atlanta Hawks preseason is going to be starting. We had the Lakers preseason over the weekend. LeBron and Bronny took the floor, man.
I loved it, man. And I think if that's all they get, I think that's a lifetime of memories right there. To be able to play professional basketball with your son, I thought was just outstanding. The funniest part was somebody got thrown out, and you had KD and LeBron both saying, get them the blank out of here, which was funny. But to be able to play in a professional setting with your boy had to be the most special thing in the world, LeBron.
They're on the floor together for 4 minutes and 9 seconds. Bronny's stats are irrelevant in this moment.
They are.
But,
they are.
Yeah, it was fun. They picked up full court defense together and tried to switch on defenders and argued for an illegal screen and all that.
I loved it.
Would LeBron be playing in the preseason if his son were not? Like, that popped into my mind.
I think probably.
He was going after it on defense,
but
too.
But he's playing well. I mean, he's still playing at a high level. He didn't play in the last game, but I would be surprised if you see him a lot more.
I know we've seen this in the NFL with quarterbacks. The movement towards guys getting older and older and still playing at a higher level, at least to some extent, right?
Right.
Do you think we see that in the NBA?
Wow.
It's a different type of physical sport. At quarterback level, it becomes as much about the mental as it does physical. LeBron has not lost that many steps. He's playing at an incredibly high level.
If LeBron wants to play, JJ will play him. I think all the other players too.
Durant, like how much has he declined?
These dudes play year round though.
Curry, you can go 36, 37.
Right over here to my park and get a run in. So I don't think it's going to be that big a deal.
I'm just wondering if we see a lot more of these guys play into their 40s.
Oh, that's going to be that's all about health. That's it. That's
so,
all about
there's
health.
So much money on the table now.
Health, money, and not having that one big injury late in your career.
Or if you do, is there something, like Durant, like maybe there's still more to prove because he lost a couple years in theoretically his prime, all that stuff. All right, Bo Johnson is out. My man Eric Slaughter is hanging out with us. He is going to handle the duties for Backpage.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the Backpage with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sitting here listening to you guys go back and forth. I mean, this is like comic relief over here, you two bickering back and forth.
It's not necessarily I would call it bickering. I've caught much worse
from Randy before, so this one's good.
Yeah, I would never call it bickering.
This one's good.
Okay, sound like an old married couple. Anyway, appreciate you guys letting me fill in. Bo, hope you're having a good time out there on the golf course. Got a couple stories here for the back page with Bo. Going to start with one. You know what? Great. You know, we've been giving Andy his, recognition for what he's doing up in North Carolina all day with the hurricane relief. Let's give a shout out to Cheetah, Tyreek Hill.
Okay.
Because his organization is doing the same thing here in Georgia, which a lot of people don't realize Tyreek Hill is a Georgia native.
He is.
His family foundation is helping Southern Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Raise money and get through for the Hurricane Relief Foundation. So shout out to Cheetah, who grew up in Douglas, Georgia, went to Coffee County, one of the powerhouse teams right here. You know about that, Randy, of course. So shout out to Cheetah.
Good for him, man. Good for him.
And a lot of those high school teams who got back on the field finally for the first time this past week. So shout out to all those people in South Georgia as they go through the same thing. Randy, you probably could have some intake on this. You know, Mark Cuban and his wife just celebrated an anniversary.
Okay.
An interesting story came out about one of their early first dates.
All right.
He wanted to make sure that the young lady he was dating, they've been married 22 years now, have four kids, was not interested in him for his paper. So on one of their first dates, he took her, his wife, to White Castle. A billionaire. He was a billionaire.
He was a billionaire by then, right? Okay. Okay.
You know, and I mean, you know, I guess guys that have that, me and Abe will never know this problem. Ain't nobody ever going to date us for our paper. You know, I don't know what Abe's pockets look like. Right. I'll talk about myself, you know. But, you know, have you ever heard of some stories like that in your circles? Guys say, you know what? I ain't taking her to Ruth Chris or Morton's. We're going to McDonald's or White Castle or Burger King.
I'm not a big White Castle guy. Like, living in St. Louis, they used to have a lot of them out there.
I say, you got to remember, yeah. Cuban was in that Indiana.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So they had some
Indiana. That's what he said. At Indiana University, yeah. White Castle was on every corner.
Yeah, I think I know the
one he went to.
What?
You know, I think that's I know Ocho always talks about, you know, taking his girl to McDonald's and everything like that. I just don't.
But Ocho's notoriously cheap.
Yeah, and I'm not cheap, but I ain't finna go. Me and my wife, we did not go to an expensive restaurant on our first date. We went to a Mexican restaurant, Rosa something. It was one over here in Atlantic Station, but we used to go to one in Miami all the time. And, you know, it's hard to come back from a first date at Ruth Chris. It just is. It's hard to come back from
that. You set a standard.
Because you set that standard. You're absolutely correct. And so if you get like that and you get to Ruth Chris and you try to go to Applebee's the next date, you know, it might be a problem. So you always got to start out slow.
White Castle's
real cheap.
I mean, you can still get like 20 of them for like $5.
I mean, I'm a Crystals guy. And so I was always partial when I would, like, when we would get White Castle, never liked him at all. But, Mark Cuban, I mean.
If I gave you a sack of White Castle and a sack of Crystals and didn't put a label on them, uh-huh. Could you really tell
yes.
the difference?
Yes.
Abe?
I haven't yes. had either of them recently, but potentially.
I could tell the difference.
I'd be like, what?
The
Pepsi White Castle. Crystal Challenge.
So like that's the thing.
I can taste the difference. Now, it's been a long time since I had
honestly,
one of those.
I bet you don't even have to taste it. I bet you could just look at it and be like, that one.
Well,
you can tell.
Them late nights coming from the casino.
Oh, yeah.
Get off the exit, there's White Castle. Yeah, you get your, I don't even think they call them sackfuls, but I think I asked for a sackful. In the lady,
sorry, what are you talking about here?
I'm talking
you
about,
know what I mean.
Talking about damn Crystals.
A Dutch of sandwiches in there.
Yeah, man.
Come on, you know what I mean. No, not me. I'm talking
to
them.
Oh, okay. But, I think it's cool. I mean, they've been together all this time.
Would White Castle have closed down now if not for the Harold and Kumar movie?
Probably.
Like, they would be just totally
probably.
Out.
Probably.
They have in-store frozen sandwiches
good.
Now.
It's not very good.
Every once in a while, I'll buy the frozen sandwich, like the 8-pack. From the store.
It's not very good.
Those aren't very good either, but
keeping them in business, huh?
They're still so good. Yeah. I mean, they're not good, but they are good. Like, you know what I mean, right?
I thought you was on a low-carb diet.
I am. I haven't done it in a while. I'm doing keto right now.
There you go. There you go.
I heard you talking about your pork rinds the other day. That's disgusting.
Yeah, pork rinds.
Pork rinds. Yeah, skins. Them skins. So that's the best thing about keto, and I love it, is because you get to eat skins. You get to eat skins all day.
I just use them as chips, and, like, I make nachos with them. I use dip, salsa.
You make nachos with skins?
Yeah, why not?
I was curious. I never heard of it before.
Yeah, throw it in a plate and throw a bunch of shredded cheese on it, some sour cream. Why not?
Oh, okay. Well, you can have that. That's definitely an Abe special.
Gourmet pork loin rinds, whatever you call them, with Abe Gordon.
Right. That's, yeah, definitely an Abe, that's definitely an Abe.
There's probably a couple more things we can get into that are Abe specials, but we'll skip that for now. E, appreciate it as always. Look, it's time to get into hour number three. Before we do this, just in case I missed it earlier, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today. And start packing. We're going to head back into the world of college football. There's still more meat on the bone of college football. That's how crazy a Saturday it was. I want to start out with this Tennessee-Arkansas game. Pretty, pretty wild stuff. I know in comparison, Bama and Vandy, maybe not as much, but much more impactful, I believe, in terms of the playoffs. We'll talk about that on the other side. It is the Midday Show. Abe Gordon filling in for Andy Bunker alongside Randy McMichael on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.